It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2055, recorded Thursday, August 28th, 2025. Dick carries a torch. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a new way to make bubbles. We also answer Becky's request. I have the last of my disco crappy gadgets, plus a first time viewer video. All next on the GizWiz.
It's the same old show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! I realize you didn't have any audio, but I'm fixing that right now for the next video that plays for you.
Okay, good. For
the future. Diggy D, the gadgeteer who hears all. How you doing, Diggy D?
The gadgeteer almost hears all. He's hearing all now. No, I'm good. How about you?
Very good, very good. I'll get it out of the way. The proposal heard around the world happened while we were out, not recording, obviously. Happened on Tuesday, and of course, I'm a huge Swiftie, so I put.
Oh, when did that start?
You haven't heard that, so I put my Travis hat next to my Taylor CD in celebration of their union. So yeah. So that.
Okay.
Well, have any thoughts on the whole affair?
None.
We definitely won't see the ring in the crappy corner anytime soon. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so I am wearing my special railroad shirt.
Ooh.
Someone in chat said, "Is that your track suit?" and I'm wearing it because Saturday in Riverside Park was Locomotive Day.
Oh.
And I took some photos, and I can explain them. You can just run them, and then I'll talk about them. This is the most important one. This is good, okay? So that middle photo all the way on the right is what Riverside Park, where the locomotive is, was back in the up until 1976. It was a railroad yard with 16 tracks, a roundhouse, and five piers where barges pulled in and loaded boxcars bound for New Jersey. So you can see all those, every one of those lines is a set of railroad tracks. And so it was a monstrous installation from 72nd Street down to 59th Street. So where most of mid-Riverside Park is, was all railroad tracks.
Look at that. Track.
Yes. And so in honor of that, they did two things. One is the bottom picture on the right. They are reconstructing that barge level. So tugboats would come in to pick up a railroad barge that had boxcars on it. But since the tide varies by 7 feet, the leveler would move the tracks, movable tracks, up or down to meet the level of the tracks on the barge. And so in honor of this huge installation, they're reconstructing that. Everything else is gone. And then they brought back one.
Let's go to this. Bam! Yeah, that looks fun.
Okay. They needed locomotives, and they used all switch engines since they only needed to move boxcars like 9 city blocks. So they repainted one of the old engines. And on locomotive days, they had talks about what the park was like. And they opened the cab up. The cab is usually locked.
So that's what this was in here?
So that's where the ride. Oh, if anybody was a Screensavers fan and recorded everything, I am dying to find the video of me running a locomotive of this size.
Whoa.
When I was out in San Francisco and I went to the Golden Gate Railroad Museum, and you made a $200 donation, and you got an hour of training, and you got to drive a diesel locomotive.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So that was great. And it was one of those very funny things where the instructor said to me, I have to teach you the whistle signals, because even though we're on a Navy yard, the railroad goes down a little bit off the railroad yard, and there is a railroad crossing there. And he said, I've been teaching people for 5 years, and no one has ever used a railroad crossing. So as we're going down the track, I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. There's a truck approaching the railroad crossing. Dude, I think it was two short and one long, and he stopped, and we went by, and we went to end of track. And then we came back, and on the way back, the truck that went over the tracks was on its way back. You're so lucky. You're getting more action than anybody in 5 years. Do the whistle signal.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
And so someone from Screensavers was with me with a camera, and they shot a video that we showed Leo on the show. So if anybody happens to have that,
yeah,
I would love to have it. Yes, I drove an engine just like that.
That's insane. I mean, the amount of machinery and tonnage and engineering is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling.
Yeah, the thing that New York City was, all the milk trains and all the produce trains came down from the farms upstate. And they would ship all of that produce and stuff in boxcars across to New Jersey. Dale, I think you were right. It's two short, one long.
That's crazy. That's really cool that anyway, in all that time that, of that training was people, was... never, and then you did it twice. That's great.
That's so funny.
Okay, let's jump into some gadgets.
So enough with railroads. Let's get to gadgets, and this one I think you're gonna like.
Ooh.
È passato molto tempo dall'ultima volta che abbiamo fatto qualcosa con le bolle.
Remember when we were showing off that translate feature?
I
still left it on. How do I turn it? Apparently you got the invite. There we go. We gotta switch off of Italian.
I was gonna say, I had pizza for dinner last night. Did it?
Okay, back to the video.
It's been a long time since we did anything with bubbles. The electric torch bubble machine. All right, now the box is really beat up. So I'm hoping that this is going to work. Are there any...
No, did you get a used one, maybe?
It looked... It,
look how it looks like it.
Terrible. And then I thought, it has no end cap.
A little screwdriver, but the battery door wasn't even attached. Oh, you know what? I thought there was a cap missing. I guess you actually screw the bottom.
This is the laziest packaging I think I've ever witnessed. If it is direct.
Of course, this has no bottom to it.
Good.
All right, so 4 AA batteries, one.
The battery compartment's great.
See, this is a nice way to put batteries in. 3. 4. And then... I see contacts over there. Oh, okay. You know, I'll probably put the battery door on, and I'm not going to even fasten it. So now we will find out if indeed this is made to... screw into the bottom. Well, at least if this is a reject, they didn't use the bubble juice.
At least that's sealed, safety sealed.
Yeah, that was sealed.
So I assume that this has to probably put the little straw in the middle of this. And then, are you going to screw in the bottom? Oh! All right. And then, this must be four packs to make more bubble stuff. Okay. I'll just try it in the house before we go out in the backyard. It says it'll take a couple of minutes when you first start it. Oh.
You know, that seems fun.
I like this already. Okay. And it has LED lights. So if you want to have your own Olympic torch.
I remember that style.
Yes.
I won the marathon. Yay. I won the marathon. Yeah, I think it's pretty good, right? It's a lot of bubbles. And I like that they're very colorful. Here's to 21 years of daily Gizwiz. 21 years of the Gizwiz show. We didn't win a Tony. We won a bubbly. Okay? And this is the bubbly torch that was presented to us by the Academy at Amazon. It was for devotion and sending in, I don't know, 20 bucks. We'll find out when we go to our computer how much this costs. But I do like this. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna welcome End of Track for the Santa Fe Mini Railroad, okay?
See, another locomotive.
These people are gonna be so surprised. Yay, End of Track. No extra charge.
They're in a blizzard.
For the bubble display. Are you going to go back? I'll follow you. Come on, train. Come on, Bachman, baby. There you go. Yay. Who says we don't have a lot of fun? Not me.
That's great. I like it. That's a lot of bubbles. Beats a lot of the... souvenir-like bubble makers that I see around.
Yeah, and it's fun that it's like a torch if you want to play games. And, you know, it would be great for a party. The person who wins would get this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's $12. That's yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, I like it. It does. There must have been a certain... I mean, obviously, all the Olympic torches are going to look similar, but this one has a look of, like, one of the years in particular. Like,
yeah.
I forget which year, but yeah,
And they made sure that the torch logo on it wasn't too much like the Olympic signal.
Right.
They made lots of little circles on it. Yeah.
I didn't even put that together. That is absolutely right. That is so Olympic inspired, those rings.
And that's it. What do you mean Olympic? It's subway tokens. Yeah. It's washers.
Those are records. Like records. Vinyls. What are you talking about?
Old 45s.
It's really funny. Yeah, $12. I think that's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Okay, and we can go on to gadget number two.
Ooh.
So Mo's been copying VHS tapes for me. Here's a case of them. This is double deep. Here's another assorted case. Here's another case of VHS tapes. Here's another case of them. There's more of them. There's more of them. Over here we have DVDs. Back in there, you're probably not even going to see. There's another whole rack of DVDs up over here. DVDs.
These are DVDs of shows I've been on.
So I've done, I guess, thousands of shows in one form or another. I've pretty much been on the ABC network monthly for more than 30 years. Okay. I bought a gadget that you probably don't need, but I thought I'd tell you about it because it's pretty good. So Mo has transferred hundreds of those VHS tapes and many DVDs, but I keep finding more and more boxes of them, okay?
lots of different shows. What's new now? The fun thing is the old technology. What's new now?
November 19th, 2003.
World News Now, 2003.
What we thought was
the irony is hilarious.
But I can't nowadays to transfer these DVDs. So I thought I'll buy a DVD player, and then ones that I really like, I can say transfer these, and ones that I'll just throw the DVDs out. So I needed a DVD player, and I bought this one, and I thought, years ago, iOmega, I don't know if that company is still around, they made a disk drive that also read SD cards. And I thought, let's check out DVDs of today. And this is what I found, okay? This is a DVD burner, a DVD player, but it also has four USB ports. It has a card reader. It comes with a built-in cable. I mean, you're probably not going to travel with one of these things, but if you want to travel with it, this folds up into the base. It's USB-A and USB-C and has a very famous name. You know that, O-Rig.
Orgy Belly.
Belly, yeah.
It comes with a carry case. The amazing thing is the cost. It was $30. It's come down. I think I paid $29.99. Now it's $25.49. And let's see the reviews. I didn't check review. Look, 4.3 stars from almost just three people short of 13,000 reviews. So if you're looking for a DVD player, and as I said, you probably aren't, this to me seems to be a great buy. Very compact. You have all the all the extra USB ports in the back. It has a USB-C power cable in case for some reason you need it, the two card slots, and I think that's it. I think there's one more USB-C card
USB-A
slot on the side.
USB-A.
And I think it's USB 3.0. So if you're looking for motorcycles outside, this is one to check out, okay? And meanwhile, I can send you all of these and you can just watch them and tell me what you think.
At least they're digital, so they shouldn't have too much degradation.
They are digital. Nice. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, interesting to see. Yeah, the technology of yesterday in a form factor of today. I have something similar to that in the crappy corner coming up.
But you know, I just thought that I could go right from DVD into my computer, but it seems like you need software called Handbrake.
Oh, well, to pull, yes, okay, yes, to pull, yeah, to pull the data off of the DVD in DVD format, you typically need, there's not just an MP3 file or MP4 file just sitting on the DVD. So you'll need to get another software to kind of basically transfer it from DVD format into just a standard MP4, you know, that you could just double click and watch. if you burn, like, I assume you like used a software to like burn the DVDs with like a DVD menu, or is it just data? Do you know?
I don't know.
So depends on how the DVD was made, you know.
They made them up at ABC for me, so I have no idea.
Handbrake is free. It's open source. Or if it's not open source, it's pretty open source. It's free. I've used it before. It is a bit clunky, so you'd probably have to watch a YouTube tutorial or two to figure out how to get it to work, to like really choose, you know, what you want. So yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Back the gadget here she is. I was wondering if that, you know, it said 5-volt power right here.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was like power pass through. Like that would have been cool. It's like you could keep charging your computer while, but
I thought it was in case you had like a laptop that couldn't support this.
Oh, that would make sense.
You wanted to give it its own power.
Right. Right.
That
right.
You would do it through that.
That makes a lot more sense.
That's what I think.
Wow. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like it.
All right, so we're going to do something out of order. We're going to play the letters theme now so I can read.
Now.
Okay, and the letter was from Becky, who said, Dick, my sister Lori found these on Amazon. I can't remember if you covered them or not, but they sure look like fun. They are the Lying Flat Duck Nightlight, the LED Squishy Duck Lamp. So I thought, well, we haven't done it, and so I bought one. So, Becky, this is what they're like when you get it.
A personal review.
So I asked Chad to play the letters theme.
Oh, I just explained it. Okay.
This gadget is based on an email from Becky, who writes,
My sister Lori
found these on Amazon. I can't remember if you covered them or not.
We'll double check your story, see if it's accurate.
Okay. And she's talking about the LED squishy duck lamp, light up duck, nursery nightlight, bedside lamp for breastfeeding. We will not be doing that demo. Okay. And so
it's sort of weird. It's the rest in peace duck.
And look at 3,200 reviews, more than that, 4.8 stars. 4.8 out of 5 stars.
It all melted in the table there.
Becky, we shall grant your wish. And get the Lion Peace Duck Sleep Lamp.
All right. Lion Peace does seem like rest and, you know, rip.
Yes, doesn't it?
Use a manual. Are you tired during the day? Lie flat and enjoy the wonderful night together. USB-C.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, it is squishy.
Oh my gosh, slags.
It is so...
kind of... What is that?
They should have underwear on that.
Yeah.
Charging port.
This isn't X-rated.
Let's see if he has any life in him. Click to on. Okay, okay, so it's fairly... Oh! Oh, okay. Let me turn that off. So,
but you see the camera leveling the light out.
Touch him once, and twice, and three times, and he's full on. Now, someone in one of the reviews said, you can use him as a phone stand. I don't see how. I'm not quite sure how in the world you get your phone to stand in these legs. Now, it also has. I'm going to turn the light on again just for a second, and we'll turn the light all the way off. There's a third position here called that just says 30. And in that position, it'll go on. And we'll stay on for 30 minutes and then shut off. And you can choose, even though it's on the timer, you can choose the brightness you want. That is so funny. I don't know if that is butt. It's very cute. It's very squishy, okay?
And so the copy says you can squeeze it and squish it as much as you want. Kids. And it's easy to come back to its original shape.
I think it's kind of cute. It was, let me see, $17. Okay, silicone dimmable nursery nightlight, rechargeable.
It'll glow red when charging, turn green when fully charged. Will run 4 to 6 hours after charging. All right, this is it. Becky, thank you. Going off stage. Wow!
Splat!
Hey, look, I am a phone stand.
There you go.
Yeah.
The face is too adorable. I like it.
Yeah. It's very cute. Yeah, I think kids, it's a great nursery light for someone.
It does make me tired just looking at him. I mean,
that's so very funny. It just seems, for someone, it just seems so funny. Someone said, I'm going to invent a light that's like half of a duck or a duck. Obviously, it's
I hear you. It's funny. It's just anyone will do anything for the novel, you know.
Yes, a novel version
of a light.
Yes, yes.
Adorable. Adorable. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, thanks, Becky, for the suggestion. With that, it's time to get crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okay, dokey. There we go. It is boombox time. We're going to be taking a look at a boombox, baby.
Okay, so we are here at our last of the disco gadgets. And when I think of disco gadgets, there's probably a few things that come to mind. Disco ball, you know, we covered a lot of them. But definitely this gadget is one of them, a boombox. This is the On boombox. This is the house brand of Walmart. And I went with this brand because it was one that you could easily pick up. Like there were, you know, I looked at Best Buy and a few other options. By the way, I went ahead and unboxed it and went ahead and read through the manual and everything. Here it is. There were a few things I wanted. One, I wanted it to have a CD player, which this one does. Let me go ahead and remove that. How do I remove it? Oh my gosh. There we go. And then I wanted it to have a cassette player. And I also wanted it to be modern, so I wanted it to have some type of Bluetooth connection. And of course, I wanted it to be portable, so I needed to have some sort of battery. This one was really the only one that you could pick up or buy any nowadays without like anything crazy. So anyway, I went with this one. As you saw, it has the CD, cassette, and Bluetooth options, but it actually has two more options. It has a radio AM, FM option, and then another option, which I find actually kind of fascinating, which is an aux in. So it has the headphone out in case, I guess, you wanted to listen to the radio or the CD quietly, and then an aux in, which also means that the cassette can actually record. So if you put an aux in, the recording will work that way, which is kind of cool. So I'll show it off to you in a few of the settings. Let's go ahead and power it on. There's a few kind of annoyances with it. One is that pressing and long pressing and all that stuff, absolutely annoying. Gosh. I can't just press the power button. You have to long press because when you press, it actually cycles through its different modes. So there was Bluetooth, that's the aux mode. There's the tape mode to CD mode, back to Bluetooth, and then over to AM, FM radio.
With some officials saying not
we're gonna go ahead
done to pressure Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow...
There's another thing is there's no knob. There's only a button to turn down and up the volume, so that's kind of annoying. There's nothing, you know, if I wanted to turn down real fast, as you saw, I couldn't. So AM, FM has an antenna for that. And what's really nice is when you get it at first, if you hit this scan button, you have to click and hold, it will scan all of the stations at once, and it'll also add them to your program list, which is kind of cool. So you can hit program, you use these to go to the different stations. There were six near me, so that was kind of cool. And then in Bluetooth mode, so we'll just go ahead and switch over there. Basically, as you would expect, it goes into pairing. We'll turn this up, and we can get an example of the speaker. And let's see if it's still paired over. Here it is.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2054, recorded Thursday, August 21st, 2025. Crispy Crappy.
And the pause button should work on the top of that. So there's Bluetooth mode. Speakers sounded decent. I wouldn't say they're super great. And then I don't have a tape, so let's go and try the CD. So to try out the CD, I wanted to play CD, which I've never played before. This is the Taylor Swift Fortnite featuring Post Malone single, which is kind of cool. This there's only one track on this CD because this is just the single. Those are the lyrics. So that'll be kind of fun. So we're going to open this in. It has been years since I've added a CD to any type of CD player. Throw that in there. Let it spin up. I wonder, do I have to hit play or will it just start? It's at full volume. Let's turn that down. It just started playing. There we go. And honestly, the GizWiz that I played before probably wasn't mixed very well on me. That sounds actually a lot better. I'm not going to play too much of it to avoid copyright. The one final thing to mention is that this is portable, so it comes with an AC cord out the back. I'm gonna go ahead and unplug that there, and then it also has a compartment at the bottom for C-cell batteries. So there you go, a modern day boombox that's everything that you get.
There you go.
Is that a handle, Chad, built in the top?
Yes. Built-in handle.
Oh no, okay. At first I didn't see how to go.
And that just falls back down there, so it really does kind of flop out of the way. Honestly, I'm pretty impressed with it. It really does like cover everything that I wanted. Sound wasn't crazy, like sound really wasn't that great, but good enough. It, you know, matched basically any Bluetooth speaker that you can find nowadays. And there's the price, $35.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah. One thing that I was kind of curious about, but I didn't test, I've seen this, I saw a recent video on YouTube talking about, do you know about MP3 CDs? Which are different than CDs. So you could, you know, a normal CD that you play in your car, right? You throw it in there, it has been either from, you know, you either bought it at the store or you burned it with like iTunes or something to get it in that mode where there's all those tracks. Well, that's kind of like an uncompressed mode. Obviously, MP3s are cool because you can compress them. But if you were just to throw the MP3s onto a CD, like a CD-R, and then hit burn, you know, hit make, CD players wouldn't play those, you know, back in the day. Now a lot of players can play MP3 CDs, and you can even put some of your files into subfiles, so you could like put the folder name as the album, and then you can add the track name as the file. And so some CD players can actually play MP3 CDs, which is kind of cool, because on one MP3 CD you could have 30 albums, where on just a normal CD, you run out of space because of how the format of a CD is. You know, you are getting all that extra space when you format it down to the MP3 and just a tiny little amount of data. But the player itself has to be able to play an MP3 CD, and you have to, you know, specifically make an MP3 CD. Wasn't able to test that on this, and I didn't see any, and typically there's like a documentation somewhere. I did not go directly into the user guide. I only stayed with the quick start guide. Anyway, just a fun little, fun little thing about that. So yeah, only $35 for the boombox.
Very nice.
And that is it for Disco Month. I'm a little, there were some products I was hoping to get that honestly I just could not find a good version of. I wanted to get like a Disco Music Maker, and I was really hoping to find like a really inexpensive synthesizer. I thought that would be cool. But honestly, I couldn't find a good toy synthesizer that was like, you know, actually fun. Like so it was inexpensive like instruments, but they weren't really gadgets. They weren't really like gadgety. They were just tiny instruments. Anyway, so that is the end of Disco Month, sadly. There will be a new month coming up. So please, patrons, if you see the poll, make sure you give your opinion. Also, if you have an opinion about a theme for the Crappy Corner that you would like to give us, head on over to our Patreon, find the poll from last month, or from this month, and give us your suggestions. I'll take a look at that for next month. And that about wraps up. Let's jump into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Lumpy. I hope he's in chat. I sent him an email that we were showing his video. He just said, Dick, this is my first time sending a video to the Giz Whiz. I'm hoping that it works. Well, we're showing it, and it does work. So here is Lumpy's warehouse video.
Hey, Dick and Chad. I've had these Dell monitors similar to my wife's here for 15 years.
Ooh, 4x3 monitors.
And one of them, the backlighting started to fail. So I thought I would do a little bit of an upgrade. So I purchased an MSI 491.
That is going to be an upgrade.
EQPQLED monitor.
Oh my God.
The 144 hertz is going to seem insane to you, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
I wasn't expecting the ultra wide. I didn't read that on the box or anything. I was not expecting the ultra wide. You went from 4x3. To 40x3. What on earth? God. That is... Wow!
Oh, whoa!
That looks pretty nice.
Yeah!
I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
I can imagine. Wow. I mean, you really went from 2010 technology to 2025. Like, you really jumped like 15 years of monitor technology.
Look at that.
I think
that.
I'll have enough room. Do all my stuff.
Imagine playing solitaire on that. Oh my gosh.
Enjoy the show very much. This is Lumpy signing out.
Lumpy, we appreciate.
Lumpy, that is great. Oh, what, 49? That's the size of my TV.
That's amazing.
I have an LG Nano 49-inch TV.
Is awesome. Let me click the Amazon page. You almost have to click the images in order to like see it.
Oh my God.
Wide enough.
Oh, well, you should, yeah. He wow. said, I wanted this monitor, but I had to wait till it went on sale. I got mine on sale at Sam's Club.
Oh, that's great.
Where it was $679. And they said the normal price was $879. Now, I found it on Amazon, but more than Lumpy paid. I found it for, I think...
$700.
Yeah, $700.
Yeah.
Boy, that is... Yeah, oh, my... Wow.
Yeah, typically 16:9, right, is the aspect ratio that people talk about. This is 32:9. There's the little comparison there. And that is nice. So 1440 is, you normally, like, the monitors that I like to buy are 1440 on the edge, but still at 16:9 ratio, right? So this is 1440 on the edge still, but instead of 16:9, 32:9. So it's still even that 1440, which is, I love 1440 because you can watch 1080p content and still have some room up, above and below at full resolution.
Wow.
Which I like that a lot. Wow. So great monitor choice.
Yeah, Lumpy, that's great. Send me your mailing address for the current issue of Mad, the October issue of Mad.
And the only other thing I'll add is the old LED will mean that the contrast will be pretty nice. So those will be individually illuminated pixels-ish. And so that'll mean that blacks just aren't illuminated and white is, you know, that type of stuff. So pretty cool. Right. Lumpy, that is quite the upgrade.
So since Lumpy was brave enough to send us the video, why not send us your own warehouse video? Okay. Like Lumpy, you can just talk about it and make sure we can see the gadget as we could. A landscape mode. Of course, with that, you have no... That's the only way you could possibly shoot that monitor is in landscape mode.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, the pan would have been, you know, is a three-second pan, you know, to get all of it in.
That would have been... end to the other.
That wouldn't have worked.
Anything to do with a gadget. Old gadget, brand new gadget like this. Gadget you love, gadget you hate. And one of our favorite things is a tech gadget from the past that when you bought it, it was really something amazing. But you couldn't throw it out because you loved it when you bought it. We love those kind of videos too. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, we already
did
the
letter.
Yeah, we already did the letter. We're going to hear, we'll give you a little taste. There you go. So thanks, Becky, for that. And we want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. We really appreciate our patrons. We really appreciate the people who give back and donate just a little bit to us and the show. Thank you so, so, so much. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also support us on PayPal. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. And at the top of the website will be options for both under the Patreon tab. Click that. There's a big banner to take you to Patreon or a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal. Please, however you support us, it'd be amazing. And want to say once again, thank you to those of you who do support us. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Head on over to gizwiz.tv where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday. Tech issues, you know, aside, just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Whenever we're live, the website will just update with the live stream, and you can join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of live watchers, which I highly encourage you to do. If you don't catch it live, our episodes are there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every single gadget that we cover on the show, like that milk product that was...
The new milk?
Milk that was, oat milk product. If you need to find the new milk, it's right there. Or, while you're there on gizwiz.biz, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show where you gotta guess what the heck that gadget is. And
you only have like 3 days.
Yeah, this is the
last
one.
Right now,
moment.
The odds of winning are very good. The odds of winning right now are about 4-1.
Really?
So it's way better than the lottery.
I'm going to be honest with you, Diggity. I think I knew what this thing was within a half moment of seeing. I'm pretty positive. Unless... Okay. My senses are sending me in the wrong direction, and that's why so many... Have you gotten a lot of wrong answers? Or just not a lot of right tries?
I actually just tallied the number of entries and divided by 18 issues and came up with the 4-1.
Wow.
So I haven't read all the replies yet.
Okay. We got a. It's a good surprise to read those. I don't know. This to me. Now I just have to give it away. This is the monocle that they use on spaceships when someone loses an eye. You know, it's like a spaceship monocle thing. You know,
for the space helmet. Okay.
Yeah. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz. Like we said, last chance. So get a guess in gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.